Americana, your non-stop entertainment radio.
Welcome to Uncluttered, the space where we strip off the filters, where we talk about love, life, the truth, just as it is. We don't paint it, we don't make it look good, we say it the way it's supposed to be. And that is why most of us, you know, we make a lot of mistakes when it comes to love, because we are always patching it, you know. Today, we are diving into one of the biggest questions in relationships. Is love enough? We've all heard people say love conquers all, but does it really? Are you sure? Because love comes with a lot. You need to learn a lot when it comes to loving someone. You need to sit down and think about it. Loving a person, is it enough? Let's unpack what love means. What keeps it alive? And what happens when love isn't enough? When love alone isn't enough. But first, let's just take a break and see what love is all about. You know, they make you feel love is, oh, paradise. Yes, it is paradise. When you have different things to help that love along the way. So, let's go on a short break. And don't forget, it's me, Samba.
The most beautiful girl I've seen in all my life. Every second spent with you is like a day. dress that's brand new. Girl, I'm so amazed at all the things you do. Yes, I wanna build my whole world around you. So I promise you forever and for always. And girl, you are my sunshine, baby, don't you go away.
How does that feel? Very romantic. But that is not all. Stop deceiving yourself, because on your wedding day, you're gonna play this song and you're gonna feel so romantic, so happy and everything, and you think love is enough. No, it is not. What does love really mean? Let's talk about that. We throw the word love around a lot. I love you. I'm in love. Love will fix it. They play. But what does love really mean? For some, love means caring deeply for someone. And for others, it's passion or loyalty. But don't forget, love is not just a feeling. It's action. It goes a long way. It is what we do when the feelings fade. And for both teens and adults, it's very easy to make mistakes. We mistake infatuation, that excitement when everything is new, for real love. Real love grows when things aren't perfect. When you still choose each other even after disagreement or distance. Even when you have hot issues. Let me ask you something. What does love mean to you? How do you show it when things really get tough? You see, all this dating for a long time, for a year or two or three, is child's play. Honestly, yeah, I can say that because I've been through it and I'm still going through it. It's child's play. Wait until you meet the family. There are some family in there, Oshurunga. It's like you want to enter fire. Wait till you meet the mom. It's always the mom, anyways. The dad, most of them, they play call. The mom, dad, they will scrutinize you like. You go think, say, you take you go mechanic shop. They will remove your bolts, your nails, and everything. Because you know what? they are protecting what they love. It's not easy for you to give birth to a child, watch that child grow into, you know, an adult, and someone just want to snatch that boy or girl away. They're not snatching, but for most mothers, that is how it feels. Because we always forget that one day they will go their own ways, build their own family. We always forget that, and it's not our fault, it's just that love, that bond. Now, that is one of the steps where the love plays out. Are you going to be patient? Are you going to understand that mom? Are you going to understand that dad? Are you going to be patient enough for them to get to know you? That is where it starts. How are you going to cope with the sister, especially when it's that guy that, maybe he's the only boy in the family and the sister so much love him because he's so kind, he's so caring. What if it's just that lady that she's probably only girl in the family and she's always looking after the boys, making sure their clothes is, you know, washed, ironed, cooking for them. It's not going to be easy. You're going to have to fight. Not physically. You're going to fight with some attitudes. They're not going to like you at first. Will you be patient? That is a question you should ask yourself. It's not just love. Sometimes, again, it's love versus compatibility. You can love someone deeply but still not be good for each other. Compatibility is about how your values, habits, and goals align. Are you compatible? That is why I'm saying love is not enough. Because when you move in and start living together, even before marriage, you're still gonna, you will feel like you don't even know that guy or the girl you've been with for years. Because it's gonna be, oh, the way you sleep, oh, you snort too much, oh, you're dirty. Or why would you just eat and put a plate in the sink? There's still a lot. Will you be able to still love that person? Because love can draw two people together, but compatibility is what keeps them from tearing each other apart. You need to learn to understand each other. Patience is one of it. Because we adults, we often stay in a relationship because of love, ignoring the fact that, you know, they argue constantly. Things might think maybe chemistry means forever. No. You need more than chemistry. You need biology. You need, what's it say again, physics. You will need morals. You need social studies, safe. Because it's more than what you think. Shared vision and respect matters more. Love feels good, don't get me wrong. But it can't fix someone who refuses to grow, to listen, or compromise. Are we in love with the person? Or just the idea of being with them? Hold on to that and we'll go on a short break. I am not a therapist. I am Samba.
When I wake up for morning, I thank God for you. When I look at your body, I thank God for you. When I won't spend my money, I spend it on you. Cause you deserve all the loving that I give to you. Bye. Yeah, I need a man. Oh, I won't want to give. ah. All the thing where I don't tada, now you get down. Me and in a way, no, dig in a car, or dig in a car, or book on keg. Mamma chimo, mamma chimo, mamma chimo, papa chuko neme. Mamma chimo, mamma chimo, mamma chimo, or dig in a room. Ololu fe, see as you fe, na like yellow, it make me mellow. You be evidence, yeah, yeah. I no need to explain, cause you deserve all the loving that I give to you. Ooh, yeah, I need a word, oh, I book one keggy, I book one keggy. Yeah, I need a word, oh, I book one keggy. Wanda kuya na lumo. Yeah, I need a word, oh,
Hey lovelies, still your girl Samba. As we were saying, is love enough in a relationship? You see, one of the key factors in a relationship is communication. Even with love, if you can't talk openly, the relationship struggles. Communication is the oxygen of love. Because if that guy no toast you, you won't say yes. That's communication. And you think that is where it ends. When a guy approaches you and say, oh, I love you, and that's it, that's the end of it. No, you need to communicate constantly. You need to talk about your feelings. If something is not right, you need to talk about it. Most especially teenagers, they often struggle to express how they feel without anger or fear. But adults, sometimes they bottle up. They bottle up emotions or expect their partner to just know. And it's not, your partner is not a miracle worker, he's not a sorcerer. How do you expect your partner to know, to just know? No one can read your mind. Healthy love means you can say, I'm hurt. Or, I need space. Without fear. Or judgment or rejection. Let me ask you, do you and your partner feel safe to talk honestly? Or do you walk on eggshells around each other? What is the foundation of real love? Do you even know? Have you ever sat yourself down to think about the foundation of real love? Let's talk about respect. Without respect, love becomes very painful. You can't say you love someone and constantly insult or control them. That is not love. Controlling someone is not love. Insult is not love. Yes, we can get angry sometimes. But there are ways to say things. You can't love someone and insult them. Respect is giving each other room to grow, freedom to be themselves. And what else? Kindness, even in disagreement. Be kind. If you are angry, calm down first. Some of us don't know how to do that. But instead of saying what you're going through at that moment, calm down, take it in. Then be kind when you want to say how you feel. I mean, how you feel. Be calm. Don't be quick to letting out your feelings, you know, suddenly. And for parents, this also means respecting your child's opinion as they mature. Because we, most parents, don't really care. For teens, it means understanding boundaries and showing appreciation, not entitlement. I'll ask you something. Yeah, you. How do you show respect to people you claim to love? How do you have conversation with them when you are angry? How do you say when things are not going the way you want? Or how do you express it if you feel there's a change in your relationship? I get plenty love song where I won't play for now. Because this love thing, eh? The way we do something, they do person sometimes, eh? Because you go to hear love song, your hair go to swell. Forgetting that there are other things that comes with love that are far, far important. That when you don't have them, the love will be nothing. Absolutely nothing. So stay holden to that and I'll be right back.
I don't need nothing from you. Your beautiful heart is a muse. I've been reckless with my choices. Can't seem to get what the point is. Life can be rough, can be smooth. And not every fact is the truth. Advancing, I've laid down my burden. Can't seem to silence the voices. Don't in the setting, I'll be that person. We go be your shoulder, body best in anything. Your type no many, they are not ready. I go give you 100%, never know 90. More than amazing, well quality. You are deserving of the love you are not getting. Independently, I take the liberty. And I go love you specially, oh. All the love, all the care, then they fake out. Don't be hard, baby, give in. I go love you specially, oh. All the love, all the care, then they fake out. Baby, give it. I go love you. Them gon' wanna, them gon' wanna. Why you so colorful? Them gon' wanna. I can see melodies for my chest. Cannot get the hold of myself. Yeah, yeah. I dey hope say you dey feel the same way. I been low, the money no fit drain me. You be cold, we dancing no side baby. Many, many tales to tell. Once in the setting, I be that person. We gon' be your shoulder for the best in anything. Your type no many, they are not ready. I go give you 100%, never know 90. More than amazing, well quality. You are deserving of the love you are not getting. Independently, I take the liberty. And I go love you specially, oh. All the love, all the care, then they fake out. Don't be hard, baby, give it. I go love you specially.
My heart beat divine. From the first day I saw you, I knew you'd be mine. Through every battle, through all the storms, your love is my shelter, it keeps me warm. Girl, you give me peace, you give me life. Forever my partner, forever my wife. In the spotlight,
or in the dark, it's you and me, girl, heart to heart. Show my,
you're my assurance again.
My forever, my love, my best friend. No distance, nothing can take it away. With you by my side, I'm here to stay. We've walked through fire, we've seen the rain. But true love conquers and still remains. Every stage, every song I sing is for the joy your spirit brings. But you're my, oh baby, my destiny. No matter the world, it's you and me. You're my crown, my endless flame. The whole world will sing your name. So you're my assurance again. I'm forever my love, my best friend.
Hey fam, welcome back to Unclouded. I'm going to talk about something. I'm going to talk about two people that I really respect their love, and a very good example of love is not enough. I'm talking about Davido and Chioma. Some of you might disagree with me, but well, it's my opinion. Do you think if love was enough or is enough, do you think Chioma and Davido will still be together? Do you think they will be married? I first wish you both happy married life. When Chioma lost her first child, may his soul rest in peace, and Davido got married to Chioma, people were wagging their tongues. Yeah, it's because of the child, you know. If not because of that, he wouldn't have married her, he wouldn't have this, he wouldn't have that. That one deep. But people like me say it differently, because you don't know what it takes to lose a child. And I pray that you will never know it. And I pray that I will never know it. It's deep. If you're out there and you've lost your husband, then you can imagine that pain. And I pray you will never witness such or feel such. With all the Davido having, you know, children with different people, she stayed. Because love is not enough. You have to be patient. Very patient. Sometimes you just sit back and watch. And sometimes you have conversation with your partners. You don't sleep with them every day. You don't live with them. Because if it was just love, she would have left a long time ago. And look at her now. She's still there standing. Most have come and gone. And it will still continue like that, because the widow is a star. Even if you don't want it, they push it. They want him. So learn to know who you are with, who you want to spend the rest of your life with, because whatever is doing at that moment is not going to change. It might change a little, but it's not going to go away suddenly. Men are built the way they are, so some women too. I think it was just based on love and trust. That okay, he is doing this, this is who he is, but at the end of the day, he's still coming back home to me. And talking about that, love and trust is one of the key factors. Trust comes with love, and love without trust is like a car without fuel. It won't go far. It's not going to be all of far, far. No, it won't go far. It's not far anyway. When trust is broken, love begins to feel very heavy. Jealousy, lies, or secret can destroy what you've built together for years, for decades. Building trust takes time. And it has to be constant. It's in the little things, keeping promises, being honest, showing up even when it's hard. That is love. You don't do things when it's easy. When your man shows up for you when it's difficult, or your woman shows up for you when it's difficult, that is love. Can your partner or loved one truly rely on you? And can you rely on them? Let's have a reality check when love isn't enough. Because this is unclouded. Sometimes you love someone deeply, but it's still not enough. Yeah. It might be that the timing isn't right. Maybe the other person doesn't want to change, or maybe love can't fix pain. That is when you fall in love with someone that is in so much pain. Sometimes love doesn't heal it. Knowing when to walk away doesn't mean love failed. It means you've learned self-respect and peace. And they are part of love too. And if love hurts you more than it heals you, it's not love. It is not. Get over it. Know when to stop. You see, love grows, you know, in different stages. True love, you know, allows space for growth. You can love someone and still need space to find yourself. Because if you don't find yourself, if you don't love yourself, how are you going to love somebody? You deeply? How are you going to love somebody if you don't love yourself, if you cannot find yourself? And we parents, yeah, we need to give our children room to become independent. Did you hear me? Are you there? I know it's very hard. Coming from me. I have one adult child. It's not easy, but we need to learn it. Sometimes we need to allow them, give them that space to become independent. Because if partners can need time apart to recharge, the children do need space also to grow. Love isn't about being glued together like a gorilla gum. It's not gorilla gum. It's about growing together without losing yourself. Because you matter. You don't lose yourself because you're in love with someone. Your partner shouldn't let you lose yourself. You see, love is so powerful. but it doesn't come alone. It comes with different things, different good things. You cannot, people will eat a pho alone, you know, but you cannot eat amala alone. You just make amala, you put it on the table and you are chopping it. Are you okay? Unless you're choking from bone in your throat. You eat it together. You eat maybe amala with a pho iro or with a goosey. That is how love comes. With baggages, good, bad, not bad, good. Unless you're not getting it right. Does your relationship allow both of you to grow? Are you growing in your relationship? Are you talking to each other? Are you helping each other to grow? Because love is not enough. I don't think love can ever be enough in a relationship. You need to learn to be patient. You need to learn to look after yourself and look after your partner. Does your relationship allow both of you to grow, or are you holding each other back? I'll leave you with that. It's your girl, Samba. We're going on a short break.
It's like you don't even know your body is so fine. Melanin for you, your smile is messing with my mind. Just call my phone, make it ringo. Let me just look at your face, oh baby. I'll never forget this now. May you just come to my place, oh baby. I might have a let you out. Your sister driving me so, so crazy. Almost he gets me, oh. Almost he gets me, oh. Oh, hey. Baby, you're a 10 over 10. Now what did I tell all my friends? I brag about you, I don't send, oh, I don't send.
Anybody way won't fight you. May they come, they already know. I'll be right beside you, like the wall of Jericho. They don't know, they don't know, they don't know what's going on. Monagiso, 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 my baby boy. I'll be a soldier for you. I'm getting better in Kung Fu. You should know I got you. And you don't need to guide me too. I'll be right beside you in anything that you do. If you ever need saving, I will be running to you. Running, running, running to you. I'll be running to you. Running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to. Running, running, running to you. I've been running to you, running, running, running to you. Anywhere that you go to.
When I'm looking for trouble, it's cause I know that I got you.
One more best everybody, oh oh. And it's because of your kung fu. And any time that I'm out of control,
you hold me down.
You never never let go, yeah.
Unagiso,
oh, unagiso,
unagiso,
my baby boo. See all the battles you'll be fighting, and I'll be right there with you. I may be small but I'm mighty, and I go run out for you. And anybody where you happy, yeah, don't be you pull it up be around. And if I ever need saving, I'll be running to you.
Running, running, running to you. I'll be running to you. Running, running, running to you.
Hey fam, it's Sunday evening. What are you doing? Okay, it's your girl Samba again. Let's talk about forgiveness and healing. You see, most of us, we make these mistakes, yeah? We see two people and we keep praying, oh, I want to love like that person, I want a man like that man, I want a woman like that woman. Because you see them outside, they are in lovey-dovey mode and everything. Every time you see them, oh, they're so in love. But what you don't know is what they go through at home. You see, relationships comes with ups and downs, mistakes, disappointment, misunderstanding, cheating, and everything. But you know what matters is how you resolve all these issues. Because if you think, oh, your man loves you so much, he's not gonna, oh, he will cheat. If you think that woman loves you so much, she's not going to cheat, she will cheat. You think it's only men that cheat? Women too, they do. And they are very good at it. Love, we always face mistakes. Love, we always face disappointments and misunderstandings. But you know what? Forgiveness keeps the heart soft. And don't get me wrong, forgiving doesn't mean forgetting or allowing bad behavior. No. It means freeing yourself from bitterness. Because bitterness is not good though. It's poison. Because you keep thinking, you keep wondering how, why. How do you deal with long-term resentment? But you know what? Things often cut people off too quickly. Can't. Like a piece of rubbish. Real love will rebuild slowly but honestly. You need to learn to forgive. In a relationship, it is very important. You need to learn to forgive. You need to treat every situation with love, even when it is bad. Have conversations, sit down, talk. Most of all, we like to keep things. Oh, he's done this, he's done that. Oh, I dislike him. I hate him. I don't love him anymore. No, stop that. Learn to talk. Learn to say your mind, but please say it in a good way. Say it with love. If you really love somebody, you don't need to curse that person. You don't need to insult that person. Say it with love. Let that person understand that you're coming from the point of loving that person. It's just like, oh, you learned that, or your girlfriend, you know, cheated on you, and you know, you call her, oh, you're rubbish. You're full of. I don't know how to really say, I'm just being cautious. You know, you start saying all the bad words. What about sitting her down and asking her, babe, how are you? Is everything okay with you? This is what I noticed. What is wrong with our relationship? Is everything okay? What am I doing wrong? And I noticed one thing. Most we Africans, we don't know how to talk about our sexual life with our partners. Igudo, Inogudo, You're excited, You're not, Oh, na goose. Be like soldier come, soldier go, soldier come back no empty. You just sit, sungbalaja, you know. You're not feeling it. You just sungbalaja. You can, please, maybe engineer Abel, can you help me translate sungbalaja? Some of you, you will fake it like you're enjoying it. What is wrong with you? Should I knock your head? Huh? That is your man. That is your woman. If sexually you're not getting that satisfaction, talk. That is why conversation is vital. Communication, having conversation is vital. Communicating with your partners, let them understand you. If your partner doesn't know your love language, teach. If your partner doesn't know how to touch you, teach. You know hard. If the touch is too hard, teach. Be soft. This is how I feel. It helps a lot. Come on. Talk to each other. Communicate. So let's go back to forgiveness. Let's learn to forgive each other. Think about it today. What do you need to forgive? What do you need to forgive? You're not forgiving that person because of that person. You're doing it for yourself. For your peace, not theirs. You don't like peace? Huh? Do you not like peace? And if it's not working, if you tried, it's not working, you have the choice to stay or walk away. Love is not a prison. It's a choice you make daily, every day of your life. You have to choose to continue to love your partner. Because some of us stay out of fear, comfort, or guilt. That is not love. And others do what? They walk away. Even when love is still there, because they want peace. Because they realize peace matters more than the love. That is why I'm telling you, love is not enough. Wake up. Stop sleeping on it. Wake up. Love is not enough. The mature kind of love knows when to hold on and when to let go before it kills you. Before you get high blood pressure, let go. If it's not working, it's not working. Stop being afraid. Make that decision for your own sake. If it's still repairable, repair it. But if it's not going anywhere, make that choice. That is why you have the choice to stay and walk away. Before we end today's Uncluttered, let me take you on another trip. It's your girl, Samba.
There's something about the way you smile. My whole world stands still for a while. I think my future has begun. Cause darling, I think I found the one. Oh baby, there's no maybe. I know that you're the one for me. And would you be my lady? Cause you're the only one I see.
Even if you're sad, oh.
Be good to me, even if you're bad, oh.
Stay with me, even if you've got a place to be.
Oh, pray with me, even if you know breathe.
Tabo Sam and Benzi, baby Tabo Sam.
And
that is love. Stay with me. Even when it's bad, that is love. Stay with me. Even when I'm down, that is love. Stay with me. Even when there's nothing, that is love. So, is love enough? Can you stay with that man that was once rich and no longer have the money? Can you? Can you stay with that man when he gets sick and he can't walk anymore? Can you? I want to say kudos to my mama. I love her so much. She's what they call wife and a mother. So is love enough? The truth is, love is beautiful, but it's not everything. Love needs trust, respect, honesty. It needs communication, patience, and forgiveness. I'm sorry, I can't take any call now. You can send me a message and I will communicate with you. Without those, even the strongest love fades. The kind of love that lasts isn't built on feelings, it's built on growth, commitment, and choice. What will you start doing today to make your love for your partner, for your family, or even yourself stronger and healthier? I want to say thank you for joining me on Uncluttered. And remember, love is more than words. It's action, patience, and truth. We'll meet again next week, Sunday. And please, keep your heart uncluttered. It's your girl, Samba. Good night.
Johnny Drill and Don Jazzy.
Play me, yo.
Nobody talks, say you love me.